Yeah, the song's over. Song's over, and there's more comedy.
Sloppy seconds here on What Jails Like Tonight.
Didn't think there was more comedy coming, but it's here.
We were freaking out. Oh my God, did they end early tonight? Is that it?
No, because where'd my mother go? Is she coming back?
Are you bawling yet?
Why am I bleeding out of the ears?
Because that's a sad song, man.
No, why am I bleeding under the ears? Sad,
with,
I don't know.
When I make love with my own hands, when I make love to your sweet memory.
When I make love with my own hands?
It's not the same. I miss the thunder. I miss the rain.
Yeah, but why am I bleeding out of my ears? That's the question that remains.
I'm sorry. It's the whole skull. Never mind.
Okay. Comedy keeps coming
out. Stop humping your head.
Basically, a lot of people work out. They sweat. They sweat, sweat. We sweat comedy. Hey, Matt, let's do that really smooth thing where you indicate to me subtly and the listeners don't know that I don't know what's track in the CD you want played next. Okay,
I'm holding up five fingers now.
That's how we do it.
They think we had it prepared.
This is how we do it.
He sees the five, and he does a mathematical jumping into another topic.
Another topic.
I'm a big fan of potato chips, and I like them, and I eat them, and then I stop.
I'm a big fan of putting potato chips between the folded and broken slice of Kraft American processed cheese food. You take one. Break it into two pieces and then just layer
he's
it.
He's doing these things with his hands as though he had the products in his hand. And then he's. This is him eating it.
That's when you get a chip stuck.
This is him getting a chip stuck in his goatee.
And they'll eat it.
All right. Tangent number three, and y'all can participate. Everyone in the studio who has got an idea. I've got a couch in my apartment that I'm not taking with me up to Chicago. I'm giving it away tomorrow.
Giving it away.
I'm assuming none of the...
Why does he want it? He's moving.
None of the people who...
What, he's going to carry a couch around his back? No, you idiots. He's not going to carry it on his
back. Shut up! He's
flipping disc. That's all I'm saying. I'm concerned.
So big. Yeah. So I'm giving this couch away, and I'm wondering tangent number three. However many things I should strategically place underneath the cushions before I give the couch away.
Okay. How many or what things?
No, what things?
Okay, what things?
Let's do a tangent where we're just doing numbers.
Six.
Number five. Four.
No. 47.
Cats. Your cats.
Leave the cats under the cushions.
Under the cushion.
A confession note about the 12 homicides you've committed. Covered in blood.
Condoms.
Yeah, I was going to say use condoms.
That's kind of. Yeah, definitely.
Feral
really,
babies.
Really funny.
Feral
really
babies.
Funny. A fake treasure map.
Fake treasure map.
Fake treasure map.
And then you like lead them to someplace.
How about like a smothered house pet or something? Like a little bird.
I was thinking like Jimmy Hoffa.
Mike Saul.
Like a feral baby could eat its way up through the cushion, and then they're sitting there, they're watching Oprah, and something bites their ass real good.
Yeah. Jimmy Hoffa's body.
Redundancy?
Redundancy.
We could slip some redundancy.
Oh, did somebody say Jimmy Hoffa's body already?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
I got it.
Oh, man. I was busy laughing at something.
So you're emotional.
I am. I'm all emotional. Either that or I gotta poop.
You know, it's a good game. All right.
All right, end tangent three.
Yeah. So we got to do
a plethora of things. We got to do a segment here because for an hour
it's
and 11 minutes we've been doing one segment.
And, we know everything. And this is kind of a thing that we can't just keep to ourselves.
We can't. We got to share this gift
we
with everybody.
Keep it to ourselves.
This would be like
we get backed
if
up,
John
constipated
Holmes had
for
never
weeks.
Gone into porn. That's what would happen. If we don't do this,
you share
exactly
your gift when
like
you have. You have a gift, you share.
When you have a gift like
you
John
share.
Holmes,
you
share it as often and as much as
you
can.
You share. In our case, we're spreading around.
All right.
Our gift of knowledge.
Little segment.
Mark is riding the uncomfortable.
Little segment. Well, I got the intro all loaded up. I can feel it like right here.
Okay, go ahead.
You know?
He's pointing to his neck.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Little segment. Where we can make it right just one more time. Because it's all wrong. And it's going to be wrong for a good long time after we're gone.
So long.
Since we've been gone, it's been real wrong.
Since you've been gone.
We got a Motown hit.
But right now, we're going to patch it up one more time. We're going to make it okay. We're going to find out what's wrong, and we're going to solve it in a caring, confidential manner in front of about 34 peeps and 10,000 watts of listening power.
10,000 watts.
Can you imagine those watts for a second?
That's a lot of watts.
If you can, in your head, picture what 1 watt looks like,
yeah, times,
you
remember,
times 10,000.
Like, you remember some kind of wonderful. Yeah,
the Watts riots in the 60s?
Forget
that's
it.
Just one of them.
That's
one riot. 10,000 riots.
I'm talking John Hughes is some kind of wonderful. 1 watts.
1 watts.
Take 10,000 of those. And anybody in here seen some kind of wonderful?
Mind blowing.
Oh, jeez, God, I'm so old.
That's for being 47.
It was pretty in pink, but with the right ending, anybody. rent it.
It's all Pretty in Pink.
Okay. Well, okay, you know how Pretty in Pink ends?
Yeah.
Okay, flip flop, all the guys to girls.
Oh, okay.
And then it ends the exact opposite way.
All right, I see.
It's a good movie.
Right. Is that one of those black and white movies with Shaka Khan in it?
No, that's...
From the
no,
feudal system?
No, that's Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing here? What's going
it's
on
It's the
here?
Cabin of Dr. Caligari. Yeah.
Little segment called...
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
Oh,
the audio advice com where if you got a problem, we'll solve it.
I was floating through space. What was this? This was probably back in 52. You know, a lot of people say we didn't land on the moon until 63 or something like that. Well, that's a load of bull. Because I was
far
floating.
Too many people say that we didn't.
Because I was floating in space years before that, and while I was doing it, I had some time to think. You know, you're in space, what do you do but think? I tried to read, but the book kept flying away. So I'm thinking...
Tether, man. Just tether to
you. Well, the tether hadn't been invented yet, so if you could just back out of my...
Sorry.
Thinking a lot, thinking about my life, reflecting. Thinking, holy crap, I'm out in space flying away, you know? And some other things popped in there, like... What do I do when I'm not in space? How can I live not being in space, you know? I was going to go through some kind of withdrawal, which I would suffer in 1974. This kind of not, I'm not in space, holy crap, kind of withdrawal.
Audio footnote. First of all, withdrawal? What the hell's that? Part two, it was horrible. 74 was a bad year. Matt kept attempting to just drop off of things and float.
Can you do audio footnotes within introductions?
Yes, I just did.
So I'm thinking about the way I was going to kill Eric in space. And I was thinking, well, I could shoot him. Cliche. Blood. You know? Maybe strangle him with my bare hand.
I'm bulletproof.
That's kind of ballsy, you know? But anyway, the whole point was I was thinking of my apartment and how I would just try to have to make a life on Earth amongst the living on the ground and not floating away in space like a god. But one thing remained constant when all this uncertainty was flying around in my head.
The speed of light?
And I looked down and saw the blue and green earth just so pathetic and so useless in this vast black canvas. And I said, one thing I can always do is check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
Guys, the Mr. Pibb's cold. It's ice cold ice. Baby, this is the best Mr. Pibb I've ever had.
What's he doing? Is this part of that?
Anyone in the studio got something on their mind?
Or if, well, hold on real quick. Or if you have a problem because we didn't ask for phone calls, if you want to call right now, 359-9338. We don't care that we're on the air this time. Give us a call if you have a problem, and we'll try to get to it. But okay, back to the studio audience. I just want to let people know.
Yeah, yeah.
Studio audience.
Awesome.
Did you have a studio audience now?
Pretty awesome.
I love it, though.
In front of a live studio audience.
Applause, applause.
I have a question than a problem.
Okay.
All right.
What happens?
Don't
all right,
swear.
All right. I won't swear. All right. When the show, since I'm in a coma most of the week, right?
That was gonna be my question.
What's gonna happen to you guys? Because if the show's off the air, are we gonna get stuck in a coma? Are you gonna go into a coma because you're not working? What's gonna happen to the people that are gonna be in a coma?
I like to refer to this as a job, although they don't. Although, and we have huge salaries.
You're working really hard and sweating profusely to put out the funniness for these people at home.
I'm
they can't
sweating.
Appreciate.
Yes. Yeah. No, you will be in a coma until we decide to do something
else. It's unfortunate.
So you want to get you probably got about a half an hour after the show goes off the air.
You don't.
Best thing to do is find who you want to wake up next to on a futon after the coma's
over. You
don't
want to think of it so much as a coma as just a complete indefinite paralysis of all your
a total almost death. Much like it.
I
see.
I think of it so much as death as much as you're dead.
Right.
You understand?
That's good.
The shades of. You know, difference.
It's a contextual
slight.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
so
I'd
that's
say.
What our research shows.
Yeah. Don't any
Sad,
of you,
true.
Anybody who's listening in the studio, don't go pilot a plane now.
Don't
get in a plane.
Die.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Or just a short trip.
And then there'll be no chance of emerging from the
You've
paralysis.
Got about a half an hour if you're hardy.
So
if
you're one of the hardies.
If
pick
you're
a comfortable.
You just got till the end of the chapter.
Or if you're one of them big burgers from Hardee's. Or the star.
Just pick
if you're the star, you got about 10 minutes to live. So I got peeps coming.
Is anybody got any problems out there, Meredith? You have a problem you need us to answer, or you want to just call back and tell me what you're wearing again? Because that's fine too. Anybody
so basically, we wish we didn't have such a bleak answer for you, man.
Yeah.
The answer's bleak.
We'll work again, and then at, those, at that James time, you will all rise. It's
That's how bleak it is.
Positively Vanderbleekian.
Are we like your undead army, so like when you start
to yes.
we'll all rot, yeah. we should, like,
That's
kind of
gross.
That's
at?
Really
is
gross.
Is that what it's going to be
yeah.
like?
Well, yeah.
All our friends are going to rot?
Yeah. Unless we can get them in those Walt Disney coolers.
Can we, like, vacuum pack them?
Yeah, we can like, sardines. We can get, like,
get some styrofoam peanuts in there with yeah. them, too.
Like those cool sweater bags you see at, like, 3 in the morning?
Make sure
yeah.
They put that the Tim doesn't pump an arm or anything.
You can pack, like, 47 pillows in one.
All right, anybody else got a problem with any checked? Anyone, please. Come on.
A problem is really
Saul,
just a
come on,
loose
I know you're
term.
Right for the problems.
It doesn't really matter because in a half an hour, I'll be gone.
No, come on.
Wait,
you
this
got
is
no,
another
45
problem.
Minutes. Actually, no, an hour and 15 minutes.
This raises another problem. How do people worry about their problems when in half an hour, 45 minutes,
that's true.
Half an hour after the
exist.
Show. Ooh, Meredith.
So we got to at the same time get people to care about their problems, mm-hmm. and then subsequently solve the problems,
hey,
and then have them not have any problems.
Somebody's got to get that other phone call. Okay, Eric will get it.
If anybody has an extra pair of arms for Eric, now's a good time to come down to the West Studio, surgically attach them right to his loins, at which point he can grab up and grab another phone. So the phone's in the other room, so you might want to make those arms about 27 feet long and bring some surgical kind of sutures, because you
one
don't want the, this whack thread.
Cause ones that, yeah, they'll dissolve
off.
Inside.
Yeah, because we want this to stay permanently,
yeah,
and eventually
definitely.
The arm will reattach itself.
It'd be like
but for the time being,
gone.
It's got to be sturdy.
Yeah,
and if you have any kind of knowledge of anatomy,
if you've got a
bring
like a spare prehensile tail,
yeah,
you know, we could just slap that on at the shoulder. You know, it'd be cool.
If you have a book that has a picture of a loin on it,
mm-hmm.
bring that.
If you got like a straw, you know, that just jam in there.
If you
Voody is the update that from the phone. Voody.
That's it. I'm in. I'm too enthralled in the conversation. I'm out. You're on your own, man. Power play with Mark.
Where does the voodoo fit into this entire thing? The voodoo equation.
All right, I'm back in.
Okay, thanks.
Wasn't that interesting?
I appreciated that.
Why does he always get the phone? I know history shows that Eric grabs for the phone. He likes to hear himself talking. He likes to talk to strangers.
He's a grabby little bastard.
He's a grabby bastard. There's no way around that. If you try to get around that, you'll find there's no
He's got the voice the classic rock DJs across the country wish
they die for.
Yeah.
They get wet for this voice. He could be a morning DJ, this guy. He can go all the way to the morning show, dare I say it.
All the way to the morning show?
Dare I
say
it.
Is that kind of important potential?
Dare I say it.
I think you dare say it.
I did.
I'm starting to have the
that
second
creates
thoughts.
A really terrible paradox.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, blow me. Second of all, I'll be right with you. What's your name?
Blow me.
Okay, Elizabeth's on the phone, and she's got a big problem.
Do you want me to feel the blow?
Here, okay. No, here. You know what? I'm going to pass you off real quick. Let me back him up. Here, you take this. Elizabeth's got a problem.
Me?
Yeah.
You want me to solve it?
She's been talking about how she's given some background. It might have to do with the Viper. We're not really sure.
Well, that's very rare.
Hayden called while I was on the phone. Hayden is the midget in question.
Ooh.
And he would like to be taken back.
Aww.
He must be undead.
Come back? Aww.
He's risen already, which is going to be really creepy when he dies after the show and then rises again. So he'll be undead.
Yeah, do undead midgets still have candy?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. But he wants me to take him back, so we need to figure out what to do. How can we get him back in the good graces?
Oh.
If you're out of candy, you're going to want to stuff yourself full of candy. Get your wounds, whatever she inflicted.
Yes, definitely.
Stuff it full of candy.
Have it flowing out of your ears. The good stuff, not that cheap gas station stuff.
No. You want to go out and get like, real Brock Starlight
Fanny Mae on your nipples. You
yes.
know, milk
Fanny
your nipples.
Mae.
Here comes some cream.
Whoa. I take him back.
Nougat.
Definitely.
All right, Fanny Mae on the nipples.
Yes.
And you're ready to go. So, Hayden, there you go. It's that easy. We figured it out for you. Go down, get a pound of mint meltaways from Fanny Mae.
No.
Rub them. Not mint meltaways. What do you want? Turtles?
Peppermint ice.
Go peppermint ice. Good call.
And what?
Peppermint ice.
Okay, peppermint ice on your nips.
I want to eat him too.
Hey.
Whoa. They're fighting over
Nothing
the midget.
But love.
That's a good sign,
not that, not that a cat fight wouldn't be a wonderful way to end the show.
All right, I got that pencil then.
Thanks, because my eyeballs just shut open as wide as they could for that. Girls are going to fight. Oh, no, wait, we can't do that. There's no visual. Elizabeth is really, really eating up the time here.
Is Elizabeth friends with Hayden?
No, I don't know who Elizabeth is. Okay, go on, Elizabeth.
She's got a problem.
That's obvious.
She's got a problem. The Viper has left town.
He has left town.
She's sad. She's crushed. She's this big. This big.
He's putting his thumb and forefinger very close together.
To make it look real small. And indicating that she's feeling that small. That's the metaphor that I was going for. I was trying to, imply that she was...
Right. Tiny.
She just made a penis joke. Really easy. You're standing out there with your glove on the ground, and I'm hitting little ground balls to you. Is that the best you can do?
That's what I heard, little ground balls.
He's getting ready for the morning zoo. He's got an interview.
I'll kill both of you.
I think I heard that at George Burns' routine
or
something.
I got more.
Okay, Eric, let's hear what you got.
I got more. All right, I'm going to kill both of you. All right, anyway, so... Go ahead.
How does she recover?
How does she recover
from this devastating?
You're gonna want to call after the show and figure out how to order tapes of what jail is like, episodes on tape.
Because you know,
that's
it's
really
like
a good way to go.
It's like spackle. It'll just fix anything, and it's a great solution to any problem you have.
I hadn't really thought about it, though. The Viper, Viper and his famous orchestra, really good band. Vigil going off the air.
Everything's dying. This town's dead, man.
This is where we tell you that everything is going to die completely. Everything.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like the dinosaurs, but there's no meteor.
And there's nothing else after us.
And you're not all plant
eaters. There's no new life that's going to spring forth.
It's really kind of a low rent meteor because this is Central Illinois after all.
Well, it's, you know, it's like they got it on sale.
And they're after look for it.
So
for a
I guess kind of like
Kay's merchandise.
Like Patrick and the rest
meteors.
Of everybody else, you're infinitely screwed. A problem. We're sorry about bleakness. It's bleak. Again, it's bleak. Everything comes back to being bleak. How can you not be sad when the end is near?
Audio footnote for those of you worried about the bleak note that we're on. There's going to be a cat fight at the end of the show. Totally. That's uplifting.
I'm working on it. We're talking blood, claws.
You want me to say something else that you could say?
Just, no, go ahead. Look at Mr. Fancy Pants. Don't show up for 4 weeks and then come back in.
Do you realize the size of the hug I'm going to give you when the show's over?
No.
It's so big.
Is it going to involve?
So big.
It's gigantic. It's the biggest hug a person has ever given another person.
I heard that it was really
especially up two mouths. Bigger. Bigger.
Is that a hug from John Holmes?
Than a John Holmes hug.
Holmesian even?
Hug in quotes.
Hug in quotes.
You know, hug meaning he had sex with you.
Great.
That's what I meant.
I don't want that.
It's a giant hug, man.
Hey, anybody wants to come help Mark and I move out of our apartment tomorrow? And fun time! Call
That'll
up
be
right
fun
now.
Too. We'll make witty comments and you can move boxes and we'll be funny.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to come with us over to I-57 north of Gilman after the show and change the tire on our van? Give a call. Because I'm not doing it.
I just want to reiterate how final this is. I'm actually leaving from the show to go back home up north.
So yeah, tomorrow we're out of this area.
We're gonna do a few.
I'm working at my
acts of mischief, but then we're gonna leave.
I'm working at my oppressive job at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Stuff around town we've had our eye on for a while. We're taking.
Mark and I have no jobs.
No jobs. No jobs.
No jobs.
Reality is gonna set in soon.
I am
no jobs.
Guess what, guys? I think I should make this. Everybody out there can feel a little bit better because I'm gonna be living in my mom's basement. Yes.
Yes, I got you.
I know.
I live on the second floor of my parents' house. So
I live upstairs from you.
I think I've seen you before.
If you hear something late at night, I know. I'm going to live in my mom's basement. I'm going to stay away from the role playing. Yeah. Never mind.
You're moving into your mom's basement. What are you, set aside points for your celerity rating now?
You make no promises about the role playing?
My celerity is so high!
I've seen you practicing your rock, paper, scissors.
Shut up! Shut up, I got my eye on this awesome cape at Hot Topic.
That's enough. Too much.
It's velvet.
Too much. Listen, you're going to be experiencing...
I'm a werewolf!
You're going to experience some problems.
I am going to experience some problems. I'm living in my mom's basement, I'm 25. First and foremost, first problem. Hi, you're real pretty. Want to come back to my mom's house?
We can sneak in through the storm shelter.
Probably.
Trust me, I'm 25, man. She totally leaves me alone. We can make out all over my mom's couch.
Problem number one. That's
problem number one. That's problem number two. Hi, you're pretty. You want to come back to my mom's house?
That's worth two problems.
Problem number three is, never mind. I got to go back. Let's just put it this way. It's going to be just, there's some activities that are going to go back to just the surreptitious way they were in high school.
They continue along.
Certain activities became less surreptitious for us living on my own.
E-P-T-I-T.
You know, I could just wherever I wanted.
Out
on the couch. In the hallway.
Bear in mind, by the time your mother was this age, she had two children.
Yeah.
You got some catching up to do, man.
I could both write.
I think the funniest thing in my entire life is when I was 21, I bounced a check and I said to my dad across the table and he was berating me. I said, "Dad, didn't you make any mistakes when you were my age?" And he just put his fork down, looked me straight in the eyes, and just stood there. And I went, "Oh, wait, come on. That's not fair. I don't count. You don't love me." Then it's I killed right. him.
And now he's dead. And now.
So I'm going to be living in my mom's basement. Mark's going to be living.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know where I'm going to be in 3 days. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm living at home, but I have an apartment in Chicago that starts October 1st.
Oh, nice. Are you already?
Yes.
How many people?
3 people. Who I'm living in Chicago, with not with my parents.
Nice. Oh, sometimes co-host Matt Metter just walked in and went right to the bathroom.
I used to John. I was on my way back home.
You stupid jerk.
Oh, okay.
He's joking. He really loves us to death.
Oh, he does.
That's just a giant joke that he's got going.
He's wearing a Demoted to Hugs t-shirt. God, that's a good band!
Didn't they break up or something?
No, they didn't break up.
I don't see them.
They're just on a hiatus.
Sweet.
Let's go to a song, because we technically have half an hour left in the show. We still got stuff to do.
Technically, but we'll be locking the doors at
break
midnight.
Break it
down! Who wants to hear
locking the doors at midnight.
359-9338 is the phone number.
You're not allowed to leave it.
You're not allowed to leave it.
But you get so sick of ping pong, and there's nothing else to do.
And,
so
and the football players are all like, as soon as he gets away from... Miss Considine, we're beating his ass, and you're talking to the English teacher, and she's going, "Go, Mix," and they're like, "No, they're going to beat me up under the bleachers."
Errol, where the hell's Errol at?
Where's Errol at?
Where the hell's he at?
You know, I was just reading a thing on Hell House. Wasn't Errol the one who called us about Hell House when we were?
Yeah, he was.
You know, I was just reading a thing on Hell House. What a horrible thing that was, Errol. Call, get off your duff, which is old man speak for butt.
Jim Bob, they can wait for their pizzas.
Jim Bob, screw the pizzas. I mean, not.
Yeah, I mean,
literally. He's making a hump in a pizza.
That's a landmark.
Oh, Matt Metter. A man with turkeys for forearms.
A man among men.
A god among women.
So the phone number is 359-9338. The address of the studio is 113 Fox North Market Street.
You can hear
just
it.
Come on down here. Right next to Mike and Molly's, near the Amtrak station, right off of University. You can't miss it. Go on University towards Champaign. This is the way it works. Get on down here. If you are the Eskimos, who I've been waiting for freaking months, because you can hear us on www.prairienet.org/web audio. You got to get moving. You got to get moving with your Eskimo stuff, the igloo you're going to bring us.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, that was intended. You know, because ice, so you'd be cold.
So get down here. PSA's next.